This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Hey, welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you for another hour. And we heard Sean Michael Lyle a few moments ago talking about the lottery is up to the Powerball, $700 million. Sorry, not billion. That's how much we spend on Nancy Pelosi's makeup. $700 billion. But $700 million for the lottery. And I'm going to go to Matt Pajeski here, because if you win that, first of all, I got to break it down before I ask you. The $700 million, if you take the straight payout, it usually works out to be about 30 to 35% of the number.
Ugh.
When you're talking about the present day value,
yeah,
and the present day value, because that's 700 million over 25 years. So when you take the present day value, this kind of stuff I got to calculate at work all the time, and then you talk about your taxes, because you're at a higher tax rate when you win the lottery. So when you talk about federal taxes, state and local taxes, present day value, you get about 30% of the gross. So it wouldn't be 700 million. It would really be something like $230 million, which, yeah, is still like, oh my goodness,
that's,
okay,
that's not good enough for me.
That's not good enough. You're not gonna play it, huh?
No.
So what would you, if you won $230 million, what would you spend it on?
I feel like I would, my answer is probably the same as everybody else. I would get a nice house, pay off, well, I guess I don't need to pay off college debt anymore. I'd buy my parents a house,
yep,
new cars, vacations, all that, just materialistic things.
That's good. I might want to offer Nolan Arenado a little bit of extra cash to stick around for another, you know, renew,
yeah,
his contract.
Yeah.
We could do that, because that would be outside the purview of Major League Baseball. So
you could be a hero to St. Louis.
You couldn't. You know, if you went to him and say, I'll give you $10 million cash right now if you'll play, sign a contract with the Cardinals, that wouldn't interrupt his contract with Colorado or the Cardinals deal, because it wouldn't be a personal services contract that I learned tonight from Matt Pauley is not allowed anymore. And everyone in St. Louis would cheer, wouldn't,
yeah,
they?
Although he might already be doing that anyway, so you'd just be out $10 million.
Well, that's true.
I think he's going to stay.
If you give him $10 million for something he already decided to do, you just flushed $10 million, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I've always dreamed of this idea that, and until recently in Missouri, the law was that if you won the lottery, you had to disclose your name. And would you want any person who's ever met you coming and saying, "Hey, Matt, remember me? I sat next to you in third grade. Can you give me $100,000?
No.
Nah, you wouldn't want that, right? No. So very recently, I think it was 2020 in Missouri. I could be wrong on the date, but Missouri passed the Missouri legislature passed a law that says you can win the lottery and be anonymous. So you don't have to disclose your name. But before this, I worked up in my head as I was driving to work over the course of a couple of days when the lottery was big. I thought, you know, this is how you do it. You go to a friend of yours and you have a contract with the friend to sell them your lottery ticket. And that in exchange for selling them the lottery ticket, they'll be the face of the lottery winner, but then they agree to give you 80% of the lottery winnings. So you give this other person 20% of the lottery winnings in order to stay anonymous. And as far as I thought that through, I thought, yeah, you're giving up some dough, but you know, if you're going to win $200 million, who cares, right?
That's a good deal.
So you could do that. You could stay anonymous. You wouldn't have to lose all of your friends. You wouldn't have to. Of course, they're going to wonder, why is Matt Pajeski suddenly driving a Rolls Royce?
I think they might catch on after a while.
I didn't realize Camo X paid that kind of jack that he can drive a Rolls Royce. And he just bought a house in Huntley. And oh my goodness, Camo X pays big money.
And Nolan Arenado's on the Cardinals.
And Nolan Arenado is on the Cardinals. So I concocted that entire mechanism to make sure, and I even calculated out how it would be done with taxes, and it would be a gift, and gifts are taxed at a different rate. So I had all this figured out, and then Missouri came along and changed the law, and poof, not only did I, of course, never win the lottery, of course, I don't really play either. I think I bought 3 lottery tickets in my life, but then that whole thing that I dreamed up is no longer necessary.
Yeah, well, at least it was a good thought.
It was a thought experiment and it's no longer necessary. But if you win the lottery, you don't have to deal with all of your cousins and second cousins twice removed and all of that nonsense. You just win, keep the money, and have a great life. So I was glad that the state of Missouri changed the laws on that regard. I had one text that said, "I would contribute significant amounts of money to finish building the wall." That's a great idea right there. Finish building the wall. Of course, I think it's Texas that has put those shipping containers on the border, and the federal government is threatening to come and remove them. So grasp this concept for a moment. Not only is the federal government doing nothing to protect the border of the United States, not only are they doing nothing, but if you as a state put up something to protect your border, the federal government's threatening to remove it. It so encapsulates the insanity of bureaucracy that the state government is doing something to slow the tide of illegal immigration and the federal government will block those efforts. That's insane. So, yes, you could contribute to finish building the wall until President Biden, I guess he would send down Kamala Harris with a sledgehammer to break down what you would build at the border. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Hey, I got to tell you, Halloween's coming up, and it's right around the corner. So coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to paranormal expert Dr. Michael Lynch. I know I usually talk to him about UFOs, and we debate whether aliens are really are inhabiting our planet and circling the sun and all that stuff. I love to talk to Michael Lynch, and he's going to talk to us about his personal experience with the paranormal, with ghosts in St. Louis. We're going to talk to him coming up after the break. Stick around. You don't want to miss this. In fact, you're going to want to listen to the podcast tomorrow. It's going to be that good, folks. Michael Lynch, right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
To At Your Service, and I've been looking forward to this for days. You know, Halloween's right around the corner. We hear lots of stories about haunted mansions and haunted houses and places around the St. Louis area. There's even ghost walks and all kinds of things. But in order to cut through all the noise, I wanted to go straight to the expert. Dr. Michael Lynch, welcome back to KMOX.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, a lot of times you and I will talk every so often about UFOs, but what a lot of people may not know is that you are also a paranormal expert when it comes to ghosts and things, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. About 30 years in the field, and I have figured it all out. So I reached a point where I can actually slow down, and that's cool.
You figured it all out. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because I wanted to get your own personal experience, and you can tell us some stories about how you've got it figured out, how you got into investigating ghosts, and some of the evidence. I'm probably going to challenge you on the evidence, and you know I will, but I do want to hear your perspective on how you got into this and what have you exactly got figured out.
Well, how I got into this was I was in media. I was in media and communications in college, and everyone came to me and says, okay, Mike, you got three things, news, weather, and sports. You need to tick your pick, because local television or television just does those three things. And I said, well, I don't want to do those three things. I said, I want to report on the paranormal and investigate the paranormal, because it was a wide open field back in those days. I mean, the 80s was wide open in a lot of fields, but back in the 80s, there was no one had really gone into the field with the technology that was coming forth. And so I said, well, you know, I'm really curious about Bigfoot. I'm really curious about ghosts and ghouls and things that go bump in the night. And they told me, oh, you'll never get a job. Well, I had a job. I had several jobs, and which supplied me to build my own equipment. And as new technology came about in the early 90s, mid-90s, infrared technology came out, then we started building, my friends and I started building infrared technology. So we could see in different spectrums of light, like extreme UV and extreme infrared. And as we got into the infrared bandwidth of light, we started seeing more and more detail, because the cameras became higher and higher resolution. And we started to notice things when we go into a haunted house, let's say the Limp Mansion or you know, the McPike Mansion over in Illinois.
Well, let's talk. Let's break this down because I want to get some specifics.
Oh, okay.
You've been to the Limp Mansion.
Yes.
And
several times.
Okay, and tell us about some of the things that you encountered and the equipment that you used and how you know this isn't just some anomaly that you saw on an infrared camera.
Right. Okay. The difference between the difference between what we see and what everyone else sees is that we're using only one bandwidth of light, one frequency of light, and that's 880 nanometers. Okay, within
you're talking about when we see things with our eyes, there's a narrow band of energy that we're seeing with our eyes.
Right. With our eyes, we see the entire visible spectrum, and there's a tiny band in the UV that we cannot see, and there's a tiny band in the infrared above 720 nanometers that we cannot see. So what we wanted to do was get rid of the white light that was confusing a lot of the people at the time. So we had to get rid of the white light. And once we got rid of that spectrum and concentrated on the infrared, which was 800 nanometers and above, then we started getting into sections of bandwidth of light that we could focus only one frequency. And when we did that, we started going up the frequency chain. Now you can get up to around 920 nanometers today, which is totally a different bandwidth. You know, that's almost into the microwave bandwidth.
Got it. But let's tell us about your trip to the Limp Mansion. We're talking to paranormal expert Dr. Michael Lynch. You went to the Limp Mansion. You said you've been there a few times. Tell us about some of the things that you've seen from a paranormal perspective at the Limp Mansion.
Okay, when you go into the Limp Mansion, and if it's highly crowded, now I know they do the Limp Experience there, and anyone can pay a few dollars and go on a tour of the house, but when the house becomes crowded, the entities go outside. And so a real paranormal investigator can take his Super Shot Canon camera and go outside and take just regular standard photos outside in the night, and you can catch most of the entities there. But when the house is down to a small crowd, let's say staff and a few other things, you can then go inside the house and the entities will return. And again, we shut down almost all the lights, you know, lights that we sometimes we take a flashlight with us or a laser or something like that so we don't trip over any of the furniture. But then we look only into the infrared and we view the rooms and the hallways. All the way to the third floor, all the way down to the basement, the lower level, and we can catch these white anomalies, which we now know is consciousness.
Okay, but before you move on from that, and you know, forgive me, as we talk, you are so into this, I'm going to interrupt you because I want to keep you on track. And when you see these white anomalies, I want you to describe to us what this looks like. And you're looking at it on infrared. So
infrared.
To so tell us what this looks like.
Yeah, it'll be black and white. Now, in the Limp Mansion, like other locations, you will find different sources. So one source will look like a mist. And this mist can take almost a human form. And then you'll have orbs, which are round balls, anywhere from the size of a basketball all the way down to the size of a hard ball. And these orbs move incredibly fast, and normally they'll be behind you. They're watching what you're doing. And sometimes they just whiz by because they don't have any interest in what you're doing. So you have a certain time frame as soon as you enter a haunted location where they are interested in you. And then after that time frame, they just go on about their own business. So you can see orbs very clearly, and you can also see their anatomy, what's inside the orb, and then that's what makes it different than if you're looking at dust or anything else.
Right, because my questions here for you were going to be many, and that is, how do you know this is not some a thermal activity that's just showing up like a patch of temperature that happens to be slightly warmer than the surrounding air? I mean, how from your perspective, does this differ from some temperature anomaly?
Well, because they are normally colder, these entities, these orbs and mists will be slightly colder than the room temperature. And that's a fact. And wherever they move, that temperature for them remains the same. The room can fluctuate in temperature, but the orb's temperature is always about 10 to 15 degrees colder than the room environment. So if the room environment is 72, then you're looking around 58, 62 for the orb.
So from your perspective, Dr. Lynch, is this why when people have traditionally said when they've thought a ghost was present that they feel like a cold chill? Is that why that happens?
That's why that happens, but it's not necessarily the truth, because they drag, there's something called a dusty plasma, and they drag electrons around them and with them as they move through a residence. So when you get the chill, it's almost as if you're getting static charge. And so what happens is these electrons get really close to you, and they say, "Ooh, I feel that chill." Well, it's half a chill and half electrons. And it's as if you're getting a static charge, and those electrons will discharge as they move by you.
So you were saying before about the orbs, though, you can see inside of them.
Yes. If they don't move very fast, you can see inside of them. And we call this a plasma field. It's the closest thing to the fourth level of matter that we can get to. And that energy is constrained. It's actually in almost a physical displacement orb or shield, let's say glass shield, just to, for example. So the energy inside of it does not look like any dust or anything else. It looks very much like these old ball plasma artworks that you used to be able to buy, and you get them down at Spencer's Gifts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those.
Just electronic. They were just like you put your fingers on them and download the electricity from that. And that's a very good prime model. Basic model of what is going on. They have inside, in their central matrix or their nuclei, they have this energy field that is just like that ball plasma thing, and it is searching for data. It searches for data. It can do it at 360 degrees up and down. They have a north pole. They have a south pole. And so they're searching for data because why they can fly through things, but they don't really need to if they don't have to. So if a door is open, they slip through an open door. If a window is open, they slip through an open window.
Got it. But, hey, Dr. Lynch, we're going to have to take a break here. Can you stick around through the break?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I want to talk to you. You kind of mentioned the Limp Mansion. I want to talk about the McPike Mansion. And I want you to tell us the difference in your experiences and where could folks go if they want to experience the paranormal. I want to get into that after this break. Yes, we're coming up here on Halloween. We've got my favorite paranormal guest, Dr. Michael Lynch. We'll have more with Dr. Lynch coming up right after this on KMOX at your service.
News, talk, sports. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Yes, we're looking for the truth out there. And so whom better to reach out to than my good friend, Dr. Michael Lynch. Thanks for sticking with us. I wanted to come back to you, Dr. Lynch, because you've talked about what you saw at the Limp Mansion. You've been over to the McPike Mansion, which, according to some paranormal experts, is one of the most haunted areas in the United States in and around Alton. So have you been to the McPike Mansion?
Oh, yes. I've been there several times. I'll just advise the audience that there is about 1,980 some odd individual entities on that property. Last time
what,
I was
did
there,
you do a census? I mean, how did you come up with, you sent about a form to fill out? I mean, how do you come up with that number?
Yeah, almost. I was there during a radio show, of course. You can't see the video, but I can get you the video. I'll try to message it to you. But so I videotaped in that hour. I did an hour of videotaping the last time I was there. We got about 1,700 entities out of the 1,900 that are on the property. And they sometimes at the McPike, you will find that they travel in like a school of fish. And there is a cluster, and this cluster gets larger and larger all the time. When we first saw it, it was probably about 10 years ago or so, maybe 20, I guess. And there was about 80 in this school, this colony, we call it. And now there's over probably 800, and this colony just keeps on growing and growing.
Well, that raises a question here, Dr. Lynch, and that is, from your perspective, what is it about the McPike Mansion, or in particular, that would draw spirits and more? I mean, why would they be going there? They got good snacks from the afterlife, or I mean, what?
Absolutely.
Why would they be clustered here? What draws them and keeps them in a place like the McPike Mansion?
It is the underground. The Limp suffers from the same anomaly. There is a large, under the Limp Mansion, there's a large cave system, and this cave system goes directly under the house. And every time it will rain, the frequency of the entities increases right after a rain, because there's water that's going under into that cave system. The McPike Mansion suffers from the same thing. Not very far away, there is a quarry, and they blast this quarry to get more rock. And I've been there during this time, and there are fault lines under the McPike Mansion that just emanate energy. And we have taken voltmeters, little amp meters, and walked across the McPike property, and we get spikes all the time. And the largest spike runs, or the largest fracture that we found, runs directly under the front porch. So a lot of the activity, a lot of the energy that's there is right there in the front porch. And as you move through the house, this energy just emanates all through the structure and even behind the house. So you can actually walk around the house and with a common voltmeter, a common amp meter, and you can get a reading, electrical current reading that's just emanating from the ground.
So what's the difference when you go to these different places, whether it's Limp or McPike or anywhere else?
Mm-hmm. The Pistol Mansion. Kill Theater.
Yeah. What's the difference, though? And I guess this is what I want to get to. I mean, when you're at one place and you say, are we using this technology and this is what we see, and then we go to a different place, do the entities look different? Do they act differently? Mm-hmm. Or is it basically the same thing in different places?
They're different. We have to profile each area, each location, because the entities there have a specific reason why they're there. And this is where we get into the profiling. You know, was it related to the property? Were they former owners? Were they former servants or relatives? And that's what the Limp is. The Limp is filled with the Limp family. It is just, it's just like there's 12 consistent entities there. Some are children. Some are the Limp adults that committed suicide. The McPike is the same situation. It all started somewhere in the past with one property owner that just did not want to give up the property even after death. And so you have to look at them like, why are they still here? What is their manifest destiny? Are they protecting the property? Are they just territorial? Or are they predatorial? And you'll come to find out that many are just territorial. That is their little slice of heaven, whatever that may be. But they are there because they want to be there. They don't want to be anywhere else. And I worked with psychics, and they have come to me and said, okay, we've cleared this place. And 6 months later or a year later, that one individual entity is back. And it is because that is where they enjoy being. The psychological profiles don't change even after death. They remain the same, not unless they change that in their evaluation process.
So what I'm hearing from you then, Dr. Lynch, is that I'm going to be just as argumentative in the afterlife. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You are going to be just as demanding and argumentative and cross-examining your own witness. I cannot believe how you cross-examine your own witnesses. That's exactly the same thing. We, as our consciousness, you know, we learn our lessons in this life. We learn a lot of lessons. And those people who have not learned to let go or learned to move on, you might say, or let go, remain. And they remain because they think they can still make a difference. They can still cause an effect. And many times their cause and effect is just frightening the new owners of that location or the new prospects that are there to remodel. When you go into an old house like the McPike or the Limp or some of these older mansions around St. Louis and you start to remodel, and I...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
News, talk, sports. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Yes, we're looking for the truth out there. And so whom better to reach out to than my good friend, Dr. Michael Lynch. Thanks for sticking with us. I wanted to come back to you, Dr. Lynch, because you've talked about what you saw at the Limp Mansion. You've been over to the McPike Mansion, which, according to some paranormal experts, is one of the most haunted areas in the United States and in and around Alton. So have you been to the McPike Mansion?
Oh, yes. I've been there several times. I'll just advise the audience that there is about 1,980 some odd individual entities on that property. Last time I was there...
What, did you do a census? I mean, how did you come up with... You sent about a form to fill out? I mean, how do you come up with that number?
Yeah, almost. I was there during a radio show, of course. You can't see the video, but I can get you the video. I'll try to message it to you. But so I videotaped in that hour. I did an hour of videotaping the last time I was there. We got about 1,700 entities out of the 1,900 that are on the property. And they sometimes at the McPike, you will find that they travel in like a school of fish. And there is a cluster, and this cluster gets larger and larger all the time. When we first saw it, it was probably about 10 years ago or so, maybe 20, I guess. And there was about 80 in this school, this colony, we call it. And now there's over probably 800, and this colony just keeps on growing and growing.
Well, that raises a question here, Dr. Lynch, and that is, from your perspective, what is it about the McPike Mansion, or in particular, that would draw spirits and more? I mean, why would they be going there? They got good snacks from the afterlife, or I mean, what?
Absolutely.
Why would they be clustered here? What draws them and keeps them in a place like the McPike Mansion?
It is the underground. The Limp suffers from the same anomaly. There is a large, under the Limp Mansion, there's a large cave system, and this cave system goes directly under the house. And every time it will rain, the frequency of the entities increases right after a rain, because there's water that's going under into that cave system. The McPike Mansion suffers from the same thing. Not very far away, there is a quarry, and they blast this quarry to get more rock. And I've been there during this time, and there are fault lines under the McPike Mansion that just emanate energy. And we have taken voltmeters, little amp meters, and walked across the McPike property, and we get spikes all the time. And the largest spike runs, or the largest fracture that we found, runs directly under the front porch. So a lot of the activity, a lot of the energy that's there is right there in the front porch. And as you move through the house, this energy just emanates all through the structure and even behind the house. So you can actually walk around the house and with a common voltmeter, a common amp meter, and you can get a reading, electrical current reading that's just emanating from the ground.
So what's the difference when you go to these different places, whether it's Limp or McPike or anywhere else?
Mm-hmm. The Pistol Mansion. Kill Theater.
Yeah. What's the difference, though? And I guess this is what I want to get to. I mean, when you're at one place and you say, are we using this technology and this is what we see, and then we go to a different place, do the entities look different? Do they act differently? Or is it basically the same thing in different places?
They're different. We have to profile each location, because the entities there have a specific reason why they're there. And this is where we get into the profiling. You know, was it related to the property? Were they former owners? Were they former servants or relatives? And that's what the Limp is. The Limp is filled with the Limp family. It is just, like there's 12 consistent entities there. Some are children. Some are the Limp adults that committed suicide. And the McPike is the same situation. It all started somewhere in the past with one property owner that just did not want to give up the property even after death. And so you have to look at them like, why are they still here? What is their manifest destiny? Are they protecting the property? Are they just territorial? Or are they predatorial? And you'll come to find out that many are just territorial. That is their little slice of heaven, whatever that may be. But they are there because they want to be there. They don't want to be anywhere else. And I worked with psychics, and they have come to me and said, okay, we've cleared this place. And 6 months later or a year later, that one individual entity is back. And it is because that is where they enjoy being. The psychological profiles don't change even after death. They remain the same, not unless they change that in their evaluation process.
So what I'm hearing from you then, Dr. Lynch, is that I'm going to be just as argumentative in the afterlife. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You are going to be just as demanding and argumentative and cross-examining your own witness. I cannot believe how you cross-examine your own witnesses. But that's exactly the same thing. We, as our consciousness, we learn our lessons in this life. We learn a lot of lessons. And those people who have not learned to let go or learned to move on, you might say, or let go, remain. And they remain because they think they can still make a difference. They can still cause an effect. And many times their cause and effect is just frightening the new owners of that location or the new prospects that are there to remodel. When you go into an old house like the McPike or the Limp or some of these older mansions around St. Louis, and you start to remodel, and I've heard these from carpenters and construction engineers. They go in, they're like going to rip out a wall, they're going to put in new wiring, they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. And when they do, and one of them happens to have to stay late at night for some reason, then they start hearing all of this. Their tools disappear, the keys disappear, their lights are knocked on the floor, there's a lot of weird stuff. And when they were redoing the Limp Mansion, there was a painter that was there, and he was painting the ceilings, or you might say repainting the ceilings. And at night, he would work by himself, and he would get in there and paint and paint and paint, and all of a sudden, he'd hear his name being called. And this went on for several nights, and then one night, it sounded like the guy was in the room calling his name. And he just packed up his gear and left.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
The ceiling in the dining room and the ceiling in, I think, the women's, I mean the painting in the women's bathroom is left undone because the painter was so frightened that he had his brother come back to get his paints and the scaffolding. He would not re-enter into the Limp Mansion.
Smart man.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about the Limp Mansion. We've talked about the McPike Mansion. We've got just a few minutes left here. Of course, we're talking to renowned paranormal expert, Dr. Michael Lynch. What other places in and around in the St. Louis area have you been to and found evidence of paranormal activity?
Oh, the Exorcist House over in Belnor. Definitely. There was not only entities outside that property, there was entities on the inside of that property. And no matter what Zach Baggins says on his show, we were the first or maybe second professional team to go in there.
And let me stop you there, because what a lot of folks don't understand is that the movie The Exorcist was based on an actual event that took place right here in St. Louis.
That is correct. And it was at what we call the Exorcist House in Belnor. I don't think that house is sold. So the original owners, I think the owner that I worked with is still there. And he still says that he does have, on occasion, entities come in. Now, when I was there, we bumped into a couple of different things. And there was a vortex. There's a vortex in that house that emanates from outside, but goes to this bedroom upstairs. In that bedroom was where Father Bowdern and Father Halloran started to perform the rites of exorcism. That room is just filled with energy, and it's a natural form. It's a natural sliver of energy that radiates up through that room. Now, when we were doing our investigations, it was that energy that manifested or kept this entity, this evil entity, connected to the boy. And so when they took him out of that room, the entity kind of lost a little bit of energy, but went with him to the Elexion Hospital and an area, a dormitory there at Xavier's. And the entity just went with him, and it would possess him at night, and it would actually grow in intensity. It's just an amazing situation. Between 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning, is when, for some reason, these energies become the strongest.
We've only got a minute left here before we're going to have to end our conversation. But what other places, Dr. Lynch, have you been to in the St. Louis area?
Oh, yeah. Several other mansions. And I toured the Fox Theater. And it's not as haunted as a lot of people think, but many theaters in St. Louis are haunted.
And why is that? Why, from your perspective, would a theater be haunted?
It's the emotional value. When people go into, like, the Fox or the Kiel or the whatever theater, even Webster Groves, you know, high school theater is kind of haunted. The Unitarian Church is kind of haunted because it's the emotional value that you put into the atmosphere. And if you talk about quantum physics a little bit, you just kind of radiate that energy into those areas and the entities can pick up on it. And they feel good. They feel good with that energy. Whether you're laughing or crying or whatever you do in the theater these days, that is what they kind of thrive off of. And they're there continuing to watch the performances and kind of be a part of all that. There's a couple of other high schools theaters that are haunted. And, I want to get into one last one.
Make it
there
quick.
Is the Mineral Springs Hotel. Mineral Springs Hotel.
Where is that located?
It is in Alton, Illinois. It is highly haunted. And so when people go on these tours, you know, a lot of times Michael Henry does one in St. Charles. There's another guy who does one in Alton. These tours are telling you the truth. These people, you know, died. They are haunting these areas, and they continue to haunt these areas. I mean, there's more than enough evidence, even for the novice skeptic, to admit that there are some strange goings on in these areas.
Well, Michael Lynch, I'm going to have to draw this to a close, but I want to thank you so much for joining us. Usually I have you on to talk about UFOs, but I wanted to reach out to you since Halloween's around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
You're my favorite paranormal expert, and I appreciate you coming on here tonight on Camo X.
Anytime.
Thank you, sir. It's great, as always, to talk to you. I do want to open the phone lines to see if you've had any experiences or whether you think for example, at the Mineral Spirits, they're just, the Mineral Springs are just, inhaling swamp gas. What do you think? 314-436-7900. Let me know your thoughts here on At Your Service. Hey, we're here in the last segment here on At Your Service. Thanks so much for sticking around with us this evening. We did talk to Dr. Lynch. If you've got any of your own ghost stories, I don't. I don't discount the idea that there may be spirits. Certainly we see evidence of that. Biblically, we see evidence of spirits, but I'm always still just a little skeptical. So I've not experienced it. In fact, I've been to the Lynch Mansion, or Limp Mansion, I'm sorry, Lynch Mansion. Listen to me. No, the Limp Mansion. I've been in there when they had a restaurant in there, and the only thing I experienced was fabulous fried chicken. That was the extent of my experience, and it wasn't even a paranormal experience. It was a culinary experience at the Limp Mansion, and it was quite delicious. You just can't find good fried chicken anymore, and they had it there. So if you have had your own experience, I would like to hear about it. 314-436-7900. In the meantime, though, I want to mention this. You've heard on this show many times since the summer, I would address the issue of the student loan, the so-called student loan forgiveness program. Now, it's not a student loan forgiveness program. It's a student loan transfer of debt program, because the debt isn't just forgiven. The debt is transferred to the national debt. So if you never went to college, if you've never been to college, you are going to be paying with your tax dollars the student loans that are transferred from someone who went to four-year college and got a degree in gender studies. And you're paying for that. Even if you never went to college, you're paying for that. Or someone who went to law school is earning $100,000 a year as an attorney, and then you're going to be paying off their student loans. Now, just from a practical matter, it doesn't make any sense. But I wanted to mention, because we had We've had several legal occurrences over the past week that I want to highlight for you, because late last week, U.S. District Judge Henry Autry, right here in St. Louis, I know Judge Autry, he issued a decision dismissing the lawsuit filed by six states who were challenging the legality of this so-called student loan forgiveness program. And he dismissed it on a procedural move. And again, if you've heard me talk about this, you've heard me describe that the biggest legal hurdle in this case is what we call standing. Standing is a fancy way of saying that you have to have a personal interest in the legal dispute. And we learned, and I studied this a lot during law school, where people would file lawsuits against the federal government saying they didn't want their money going to the Vietnam War. And the courts routinely held that just because you're a taxpayer doesn't give you enough of an interest in the litigation to be able to bring a lawsuit. And they were all dismissed, and I think rightfully so. And so because courts cannot issue what's called an advisory opinion. That's when you're just saying, hey, court, we want your opinion on this. No, that's not what courts are designed to do. They're designed to resolve actual legal disputes. So in this instance, the problem has been with challenging President Biden's program has been to find someone who's been harmed by it, who's been harmed by it. So actually, the state of Missouri is the best legal entity to challenge this program, because Missouri has something called MOHELA. MOHELA is the Missouri Higher Education Loan Association. I think that's what it stands for, MOHELA. No, it's a Higher Education Loan Authority, MOHELA. And MOHELA makes money by lending money to students. And so if President Biden comes to students in Missouri and says, I'm going to wipe out your student debt, then MOHELA loses revenue from that. So they have been harmed by this program. So MOHELA is in a perfect situation where they have standing. Judge Autry didn't agree. He actually agreed that MOHELA has been harmed. Judge Autry just said that MOHELA, the state of Missouri, doesn't have the authority to sue on MOHELA's behalf. MOHELA itself has to bring a lawsuit. So that's what's being appealed. And we know, because just this week, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals put a stay, and a stay is a fancy way of saying a temporary restraining order to prevent President Biden from moving forward with the student loan so-called forgiveness program. So the fact that the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, again, right here in St. Louis, put a stay on the entire program shows you that they recognize, the judges at the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals recognize, that the state of Missouri is eventually going to be successful in reversing this decision. So what does all that mean? This is the kind of procedural bickering that happens that oftentimes drives people crazy, and justifiably so, because there's already been a lot of litigation over the student loan program. But no one's even talking about the student loan program yet. All the attorneys are still arguing over the procedures. And I know that that's frustrating. But those kinds of procedural issues are very important. They truly are. And so just like with the Rams litigation, there were all kinds of lawsuits about whether St. Louis was the right venue, whether it needed to be transferred to another state or another part of the state, whether there was an arbitration clause. All of those things had to be resolved and worked out before the parties could actually start talking about, is there a legitimate cause of action by St. Louis against Stan Kroenke and the NFL? And if so, are you going to pay us money? And we saw how that worked out. St. Louis settled that case for about $759 million, as I recall, and with about $270 million of that going to the attorneys, which, listen, it's always good when the lawyers get paid. So with that, though, once you get those procedural issues resolved, then you can discuss the merits of the case. So that's what we're doing right now with the student loan litigation. And I'm telling you, as I look at my crystal ball, these issues will get resolved. These issues will get resolved in favor of Missouri, because MOHELA meets all of the standards necessary to show standing. Then we're going to get to the merits of the case. And once we get to the merits of the case, you're going to see how this action by President Biden is no different than the vaccine mandate, no different than the mask mandate, no different than the eviction moratorium, which means the government, the executive branch of the federal government, cannot act like it's making law unless Congress gives them the right to do that. And I see this working out exactly the same way as those other cases did, and that's against the Biden administration. Hey, I want to let you know, if you're listening on election night, I'll be over on our sister station, 97.1, doing election analysis with Mark Reardon of when the returns are coming in and when the projections are coming in. I'll be there to break it down for you. Also, coming up next here on KMOX, the best of Dave Glover Show. Don't go away on KMOX. Hey, we're here in the last segment here on At Your Service. Thanks so much for sticking around with us this evening. We did talk to Dr. Lynch. If you've got any of your own ghost stories, I don't. I don't discount the idea that there may be spirits. Certainly we see evidence of that. Biblically, we see evidence of spirits, but I'm always still just a little skeptical. So I've not experienced it. In fact, I've been to the Lynch Mansion, or Limp Mansion, I'm sorry, Lynch Mansion. Listen to me. No, the Limp Mansion. I've been in there when they had a restaurant in there, and the only thing I experienced was fabulous fried chicken. That was the extent of my experience, and it wasn't even a paranormal experience. It was a culinary experience at the Limp Mansion, and it was quite delicious. You just can't find good fried chicken anymore, and they had it there. So if you have had your own experience, I would like to hear about it. 314-436-7900. In the meantime, though, I want to mention this. You've heard on this show many times since the summer, I would address the issue of the student loan, the so-called student loan forgiveness program. Now, it's not a student loan forgiveness program. It's a student loan transfer of debt program, because the debt isn't just forgiven. The debt is transferred to the national debt. So if you never went to college, if you've never been to college, you are going to be paying with your tax dollars the student loans that are transferred from someone who went to four-year college and got a degree in gender studies. And you're paying for that. Even if you never went to college, you're paying for that. Or someone who went to law school is earning $100,000 a year as an attorney, and then you're going to be paying off their student loans. Just from a practical matter, it doesn't make any sense. But I wanted to mention, because we had several legal occurrences over the past week that I want to highlight for you, because late last week, U.S. District Judge Henry Autry, right here in St. Louis, I know Judge Autry, he issued a decision dismissing the lawsuit filed by six states who were challenging the legality of this so-called student loan forgiveness program. And he dismissed it on a procedural move. And again, if you've heard me talk about this, you've heard me describe that the biggest legal hurdle in this case is what we call standing. Standing is a fancy way of saying that you have to have a personal interest in the legal dispute. And we learned, and I studied this a lot during law school, where people would file lawsuits against the federal government saying they didn't want their money going to the Vietnam War. And the courts routinely held that just because you're a taxpayer doesn't give you enough of an interest in the litigation to be able to bring a lawsuit. And they were all dismissed, and I think rightfully so. And so because courts cannot issue what's called an advisory opinion. That's when you're just saying, hey, court, we want your opinion on this. No, that's not what courts are designed to do. They're designed to resolve actual legal disputes. So in this instance, the problem has been with challenging President Biden's program has been to find someone who's been harmed by it. Who's been harmed by it? So actually, the state of Missouri is the best legal entity to challenge this program, because Missouri has something called MOHELA. MOHELA is the Missouri Higher Education Loan Association. I think that's what it stands for, MOHELA. No, it's a Higher Education Loan Authority, MOHELA. And Mohila makes money by lending money to students. And so if President Biden comes to students in Missouri and says, I'm going to wipe out your student debt, then Mohila loses revenue from that. So they have been harmed by this program. So Mohila is in a perfect situation where they have standing. Judge Autry didn't agree. He actually agreed that Mohila has been harmed. Judge Autry just said that Mohila, the state of Missouri, doesn't have the authority to sue on Mohila's behalf. Mohila itself has to bring a lawsuit. So that's what's being appealed. And we know because just this week, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals put a stay, and a stay is a fancy way of saying a temporary restraining order, to prevent President Biden from moving forward with the student loan so-called forgiveness program. So the fact that the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, again, right here in St. Louis, put a stay on the entire program shows you that they recognize, the judges at the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals recognize that the state of Missouri is eventually going to be successful in reversing this decision. So what does all that mean? This is the kind of procedural bickering that happens that oftentimes drives people crazy, and justifiably so, because there's already been a lot of litigation over the student loan program, but no one's even talking about the student loan program yet. All the attorneys are still arguing over the procedures. And I know that that's frustrating, but those kinds of procedural issues are very important. They truly are. And so just like with the Rams litigation, there were all kinds of lawsuits about whether St. Louis was the right venue, whether it needed to be transferred to another state or another part of the state, whether there was an arbitration clause. All of those things had to be resolved and worked out before the parties could actually start talking about, is there a legitimate cause of action by St. Louis against Stan Kroenke and the NFL? And if so, are you going to pay us money? And we saw how that worked out. St. Louis settled that case for about $759 million, as I recall, and with about $270 million of that going to the attorneys, which, listen, it's always good when the lawyers get paid. So with that, though, once you get those procedural issues resolved, then you can discuss the merits of the case. So that's what we're doing right now with the student loan litigation. And I'm telling you, as I look at my crystal ball, these issues will get resolved. These issues will get resolved in favor of Missouri because Mohila meets all of the standards necessary to show standing. Then we're going to get to the merits of the case. And once we get to the merits of the case, you're going to see how this action by President Biden is no different than the vaccine mandate, no different than the mask mandate, no different than the eviction moratorium, which means the government, the executive branch of the federal government, cannot act like it's making law unless Congress gives them the right to do that. And I see this working out exactly the same way as those other cases did, and that's against the Biden administration. Hey, I want to let you know, if you're listening on election night, I'll be over on our sister station, 97.1, doing election analysis with Mark Reardon. When the returns are coming in and when the projections are coming in, I'll be there to break it down for you. Also, coming up next here on KMOX, the best of Dave Glover Show. Don't go away on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.